All right, Jabosai, good morning. Let's begin. We're beginning the fourth chapter today of Chovas HaTalmidim, page Lamed Tes, in the edition that we are using. Ha'atzlos, Jabosai, the title of this section, thank you. The title of this section is Ha'atzlos, Machlas, Ha'atzlos, Visrapus Utrufasan. So what we're going to see is, Jabosai, the sickness, or the illness of Atzlos. Atzlos, of course, is laziness. Hisrapus, we're going to see, means, I guess the only good English word that, well, you'll find something else, but for now, we'll translate it as lethargic. There's a distinction between laziness and being lethargic. Again, we'll find a better word for that. Utrufasan. And the cure. So that's the Piagetzna. Ha'atzlos, himachalo hayoser mazigo, vayoser mitsuya ben arim. His laziness is one of the most destructive yet prevalent midos that we find. He says ban arim. So an arim, of course, means in young men. I think we could make the cogent argument that it's one of the most destructive and one of the most prevalent midos found in people. I will say, just to understand, before we go ahead and get into this, understand on a very simple level why atzlos is something that all of us have to combat. Because remember, again, just think about this for a moment, just from a simple scientific perspective. Matter is at rest until it is acted upon. It's the nature of matter. We are matter. We are chumrius. And as such, again, matter is not in a natural state of movement until, again, there's some type of external force. That's why atzlos, laziness, is one of the most difficult things to contend with. And he says, aval kimo kol hachasronos gam hishona bein na'ar lena'ar. And I will say, just like every other challenge or deficiency, it'll vary person to person. And I will say, we see this, you know, we're going to discuss this idea that in life there are things in which I get it done at breakneck speed. And then there are other things in which I drag my feet and I'm actively lazy to get it done. So the great anomaly of laziness of atzlos is going to be that we'll find that it's not like I'm lazy in everything, right? There are plenty of things that I love and I'm interested in and I do it quickly. And then there are many other things in which I'm actively in atzlon. So we'll discuss why that is. Yeshnar shu atzl gamer. Listen to this. There are some people who are just totally lazy. Totally lazy. Ohev lishon harbe. They like to sleep a lot. Vela leches batal. And just in general to kind of waste time. V'chol avoda alav lemasa. And any type of exertion is a burden. Any type of exertion is a burden. So we'll say, so this is what we'll call, you know, like a grade A laziness. Like this is mamish, like the paradigmatic laziness. Sleep a lot, don't really like to be involved in anything, and anything is considered to be a burden. Terutzim shonim la kol davar. You know, I will say, most people will never say that they're actively lazy. Instead, what they'll do is they'll give a teretz. They'll give a reason, right? I don't do this because of this, and I don't do this because of this, and I'm a conscientious objector to this, and whatever it is, there's plenty of terutzim. Kimo shamar ha-pasuk, like the pasuk in Mishlei says, Amar atzal, the lazy person says, Shachal ba-derech ari bin ha-rechovos. I will say, the lazy person says, you know what? I would love to go and accomplish this thing today, but I heard that there are lions on the road. And Rabbi says, so Shlomo Melech, of course, is using this as a bit of hyperbole, but the idea being that the lazy person always finds a reason not to do something. He goes on, he says, B'chol ish gadol imenu va'oveid, humos etamid chesronos. See, Rabbi, here's the other piece, which is quite dramatic, and we're going to discuss this concept in greater depth. One of the greatest obstacles to growth that we encounter is this notion of self-justification. So no one likes to live in a state of wrong. So instead, what we simply do is we justify our behaviors. So meaning, I'm not going to really say that I'm lazy. Instead, I'll just poke holes in everyone that is working harder or better than I am, indicating ultimately, again, why they're deficient. If I point out their deficiencies, then by definition, I'm going to be okay. And this becomes an incredibly destructive midah, because essentially what I do is I deflate everyone else so that by definition, I look better. who mosi tamir chesronos kedei liyasher es atzmo belibo velo yisbayish velo yiskana behem ad she'ino obid kavodasim va'afim mischazek lefamim umisametz lavo. And I will say, even if the person who is profoundly lazy sometimes gets his act together and find the strength to do the avoda that he's supposed to do, ad mehiri yila rak shavua o shvuayim minas cholas hazman shalachoref. But this is an incredibly profound idea. Someone who is stricken by the midah of laziness. And I'll say again, I want to be clear. Laziness, see, he's giving the extreme case over here, a person who is lazy in all areas. But we're going to talk about the more prevalent laziness, where I'm not lazy in all areas, I'm just lazy in some areas. The person who is stricken with this profound laziness, sometimes he'll get some life traction. But the truth is, the traction will work for a week, for 2 weeks, for a month. But at some point in time, and after a relatively short amount of time, he will settle back into his patterns of laziness. And if Piagetta says, if you know that you possess the mead of laziness, akorna osa ad mehira, you have to get rid of it quickly. Akor b'shar shacharel, you have to uproot it and you have to root after it. Muusa ubezuyehi. But say, isn't this amazing? It says the Piagetzna, there is no worse midah than the midah of laziness. Ukirakov ba'atsamos. It is like having rotting in your bones. Es hakol himachala. It destroys everything. And I will say, we know this. We know this, isn't it? I want to tell you something. The Piagetzna doesn't write this about Lashon Hara, right? He doesn't write this about Chil Shabbos. He writes this about laziness. It is like the rot in the bones. It is the thing that fundamentally undermines us in every single way. See, he goes on as follows. And I will say, his Lashon here is also very precise. This Lashon ultimately of I have to uproot the mead of laziness. Vishara shachareha means what? We'll say, like, lahavdil, if you want to pull out weeds in your garden, right? So, again, remember, if you just pull out the top of the weed, so what ends up happening? So it grows back. If you want to really do significant, you really want to be a guy who does real weeding, right? You have to get the roots out. You have to get the roots. If you don't get the roots out, at the end of the day, it's going to grow back. Says the Piagetzna, the same thing is with negative midos in this particular situation with laziness. Halacha lemaisa, unless I go ahead and not only attack the midah, but figure out the roots. Because I will say, if I'm lazy, there's something deeper that's unfolding. If I'm lazy, there's something more profound that is happening inside of me. And unless I am willing to go ahead and actively dig down and uproot the negative midah, it might go away for a week, for two, for a month, but at the end of the day, it will grow back. We'll say, we'll do one more line, then we'll stop for today. Anei li bachar atzel. So the Piagetzna says, tell me, lazy young man, b'meh yafeh kolchacha mikala olam. Why are you better than the rest of the world? Listen to this. Hashemesh v'hayareach, ovdim es avodasam b'li hafsik. The sun and the moon, they do their job without interruption. Afes ha'aretz harshim misadidim v'zorim v'yes kochal v'shadon osenes v'avodas shepakei Hashem al-ismach l'gadol. The earth does its work, right? It allows itself to be plowed and planted, and then afterwards brings forth beautiful produce. Hashar, Hasus, Vechola Behema, Kulam Bakolko, Hosem Ovdim, Verakabrios, Hamazikos, Vechaios, Hatarfos, Hain, turn the page, Mem, Holchos Batel, Verak Litroth, Velidros, Zeezeis Abu, Velama Zetia Ata Keachamim Aleches Bot. So we have to stop here for today, but the Piagetzna says something amazing. Everything in this world is in a constant state of work, and everything in this world is in a constant state of production. Everything in this world does its job without stopping. Without stopping. The only thing, he says, that sometimes take a break are animals of prey. Right? Animals of prey, which kind of just sit around looking for their prey. They have time. They have time that they take off. Right? They have time in which they're not active. So says the Piagetzna, don't be like the animals of prey that sit idle. Don't be like those destructive forces in this world that sit around. You're no better than the earth. You're no better than the sun and the moon. You're no better than the animals who are constantly engaged in their particular avodah. We must learn to be constantly engaged, to be constantly active, and to wage against the midah of atzlus as well. So stop over here. We're going to pick up again with some greater depth and strategies as to how to do this tomorrow. Amir Hashem.